The next topic was the use of the Oncotype DX assay, and on average, faculty members are ordering this test on about 20% of patients with node-negative, ER-positive tumors. The faculty was also queried about their comfort level in putting patients on the Taylor X trial, which randomizes patients with intermediate recurrence scores to endocrine therapy alone or with chemotherapy, and most of the faculty was comfortable with that randomization and the trial's prescription for endocrine therapy alone in patients with low recurrence scores and endocrine therapy plus chemotherapy in patients with high recurrence scores. Dr. Joe Sperano, the principal investigator of the Taylor X study, began the discussion.
The key difference with this test is that you have three categories as opposed to two categories. Most other genomic studies, you have a good group and a bad group, and this has a mid-range group. And so with the selection bias, what's happening is that more patients are falling in the mid-range group, and you're getting a result that's really not informative or not really helping you necessarily help you make a clinical decision. You do get an informative result, a definitively informative result, probably in a quarter to a third of the time when you have a very low or a very high recurrence score. But I think for those who do have some experience with the assay, when you get a mid-range recurrence score, it's kind of tough to know what to do with the information.
Rowan?
But it's even harder for me because before, when you look at the number of patients that they have that have small tumors and high recurrence scores or large tumors and low recurrence scores, that's really a very small number of individuals because the original studies in the clinical trials had a very narrow range. So they didn't have any 8-millimeter tumors that had a high recurrence score. And the fact that the grade and size triaged in each of the groups suggests to me if you have an 8-millimeter tumor that has a high recurrence score, that tumor is telling you something by its biology that it's got some other factors that you're not measuring in these four categories. And so that's why I'm saying I need more data to know how to use it.
Aman, what's your take on it?
Now we have the Taylor X protocol that we are going to participate. I think the problem with this data is that all the data is retrospective. And I think Taylor X is an important study which will provide the information prospectively that whether it is of any value in identifying subset of patients who we can identify prospectively.
Taylor X isn't looking at the value of the recurrence score. Taylor X actually endorses the recurrence score. I mean, it is...
In a way.
In a big way. It's actually a very different study than MINDACT, which is actually looking at the potential value of the Dutch prognostic index. So I'll say I'm a user, and I'm a user, I'm certainly not in everyone, because I question how much value we get from chemotherapy in many patients with ER-positive, node-negative breast cancer. And while in the past I used to often just not give it in some and give it to others, I actually think that this is built on pretty solid ground, albeit retrospective, although retrospective in a prospectively defined cohort. And while certainly not in everyone for whom I or we get the test, but for some, it does help push in one direction or another.
Laura?
And I agree. And when we look at that pathology report and we look at the size and the grade and the estrogen receptor status, we're still then putting patients on curves like adjuvant online and really using retrospective, we're looking at historical data, I should say. So adjuvant online to me isn't any better than the Oncotype in a sense that it's just a different way, I think, of doing the same thing. And I think this is the way of the future. And I think that as we move forward, we'll be learning how to do this better. And so I do use it not all the time, but for patients who are ER positive, who I suspect gain little from chemotherapy, I feel that this really helps me to better stratify their risk.
So let me be provocative. You know, if you take ER, PR, decent evaluation on grade, some evaluation of Ki-67, it's a poor man's equivalent of Oncotype DX. And at the point, Joe, where the intermediate group has now moved up to the size of 62%, it's still leaving a lot of doubt. So how would you justify Oncotype as opposed to the poor man's equivalent?